content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Indie Week, Main and Broad Magazine, Yes Weekly, and Carrie Magazine. The first article today, and I'm going to try to hit some summer flavors this week. Our first article is from Main and Broad. Small Business Spotlight, Frankie Frank's Hot Dog Cart by David McCreary. If you're fortunate enough to visit the family farm on Avent Ferry and see a graffiti-laden hot dog cart on site, you can witness the magic happen. Holly Springs High School students are totally aware. Same for first responders, moms with toddlers, and blue-collar workers with grease stains on their shirts. As the saying goes, if you know, you know. Perhaps you're not clued in yet, so allow us to introduce you to Frankie Frank's Hot Dog Cart. This tube steak on a bun utopia provides some of the most affordable eats you'll find anywhere. But what's even more notable than the cart is the man standing behind it. Owner Frank McGoldrick. I appreciate you, man, the 35-year-old Long Island, New York native says to a regular patron who stopped by to get his weekly hot dog fix. Hang out with Frank for 10 minutes or so, and you'll quickly discover how much he values his devotees. I treat everyone with respect and appreciation, and I consider them as much more than just customers, says Frank, who's lived in North Carolina since 2008. I want to know their name, how their day is going, and how their grandmother's back surgery went. It is not uncommon for the bearded entrepreneur to provide free hot dogs for first responders, school teachers, and other public servants in the community. Frank's professional ethos involves giving back and showing gratitude to those who serve others. I believe the more you give, the more you get back, he says. This kind of graciousness and altruism has endeared Frank to virtually everyone he's encountered. In March, Frankie Franks received 2026 Business of the Year honors from the Holly Springs Chamber of Commerce. It was recognized for fostering local connections, lifting the community, and for adding a little extra spark to the town's everyday life. Prior to rolling out his NYC-style hot dog cart in mid-2024, Frank worked in graphic design, t-shirt printing, logo branding, and as a manager at a now-defunct mom-and-pop restaurant in Fuquay Varina. He and his wife, Chloe, recently welcomed their first child, Frankie V., and they live in Holly Springs. I didn't know if the town wanted or needed a hot dog guy, but ultimately I decided just to go for it, Frank explains, adding that early on he ran the business from a tiny downtown parking lot, but then upgraded to a more accessible location with ample parking. Frankie Franks serves all beef sabret hot dogs, which have a natural casing with a distinctive snap, as well as spicy sausage dogs. The Frankfurters are boiled in what's peculiarly referred to as dirty water, but only because they are seasoned in a special blend of spices to enhance flavor. And here's one more factor that gives the cart extra street cred. The dogs are served on Martin potato rolls. When people see the iconic sabret umbrella, they know we've got the real deal from New York, Frank says with passion. Nowadays, he is zealous about slinging the standard fare you'd expect to find, plus wildly creative specialty concoctions you won't see anywhere else. Consider, for example, the Lou Dog with chili, whipped pimento cheese, and Mike's Hot Honey, a multi-sensory creation that will make your taste buds rejoice. Or go for the Underdog, composed of mayo, mustard, onion sauce, and Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Just for good measure, try the Joey D, featuring spicy mustard, chili, slaw, onion sauce, and crushed Fritos. Individuals who aren't from the Tar Heel State tend to gravitate toward the City Dog, with onion sauce, sauerkraut, and spicy mustard. Meanwhile, many NC natives appreciate the Carolina Dog, which includes chili, slaw, raw onions, and yellow mustard. I stop by about once a week and usually order a Carolina dog and a spicy sausage dog as well, says Holly Springs resident Jason Roberson. I like supporting Frank because he's always friendly and helpful, which are big reasons for me coming back each time. When it comes to the unusual toppings, Frank says he likes offering people a variety of items they wouldn't expect from a typical hot dog cart. We even have something called a Mama No Dog that comes with just a bun and any of our 20 toppings, he says with laughs. There's also a secret menu toddler dog with cheese, ketchup, and Utz potato sticks. Pro tip. Be sure to try the House Special Bottled Hot Sauce, which is available for purchase in limited quantities. Frank's right-hand man behind the cart is Mike McGoldrick, his younger brother, who quietly makes each hot dog with precision and pride. In addition to hot dogs, Frankie Franks sells Deep River brand bag chips and an assortment of canned beverages ranging from Coke products to Arizona Arnold Palmer Light to Monster Energy drinks. Frank delivers big energy, infectious smiles, and punchy declarations on his popular TikTok videos. He's especially known for catchphrases like, "Good morning, Holly Springs," and "Come by and say, what's up?" Always finishing with a one-word closer, peace, and a two-fingered V sign. Keith Propes, one of Frank's most loyal enthusiasts, lives on the Avent Ferry Farm with his wife, who grew up there. "We are really happy to have Frank here because he and his entire family are great people," Keith says. "We always feel like he's looking out for our best interests." Frank chimes in, "I'm beyond grateful for the folks here at the family farm for allowing me to be here." Frankie Franks is open Tuesday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The business provides catering and special event services. Online ordering is also available. When you visit, be sure to pick up a Pay It Forward card to pass along to someone so they can enjoy a free regular hot dog. "I envision Frankie Franks becoming the water cooler area for Holly Springs," Frank says. "This is a place where people can come and hang out, and I am always here to talk." Frankie Franks is located at 1719 Avent Ferry Road in Holly Springs, North Carolina, and they can be found online at Frankie, Frankie, Frankks. Next, from Yes Weekly, "Chow Down with John Batchelor at Bossy Beulah's" by John Batchelor. "When I saw the name of this place, I thought I would have to try it. I mean, whoever gives a restaurant a name like this? Then, when I started researching it, I realized it was an absolute must visit. Bossy Beulah's is a casual arm of Noble's Restaurants. I have held chef proprietor Jim Noble in the highest esteem for decades, since he owned the Triad's Best Restaurant, then located in downtown High Point. In Winston-Salem, the premier Noble's property is Rooster's Wood-Fired Kitchen, roosterskitchen.com. The group's other fine dining restaurants are located in Charlotte. There are other Bossy Beulah's establishments in Charlotte, Concord, and Fort Mill, South Carolina. See their website for additional concepts and implementations. The name is a tribute to Jim's great aunt Beulah, born in Iredell County in 1906. She was a no-nonsense but all-loving, especially to us kids. We playfully called her Bossy because the way she saw it, it's okay to be bossy as long as you're right. And she was always right, especially when it came to fried chicken. Jim learned her recipes a long time ago. The logo includes the characterization Chicken Shack. As you might gather from that terminology, the concept is casual. Wood tables, chairs, and stools rise from a concrete floor. Beverages are dispensed from a self-serve station. No alcohol is served. It is a sleek, clean look. Of most importance, the food prep and cooking facilities are situated behind the counter in full view. You see how everything is prepared, and it is all done from scratch. The chicken is fresh, quote, all natural, raised right here in the Southeast, no hormones, no antibiotics, no pesticides, and no preservatives. Just healthy, humanely raised birds that get plenty of space to roam around and grow at their own pace, end quote. You can immediately taste the difference. Unlike somewhat similar places that serve chicken that has been pounded and flattened into thin strips, so you get a little bit of chicken and a lot of fried flour, here you get fully formed, naturally shaped pieces of chicken that you actually saw dipped in buttermilk, and then in seasoned flour, then fried, or roasted, depending on what you order. The chicken salad wrap encloses all-natural white meat in a locally made flour tortilla, surrounded with baby kale augmented with pickled red onions. The first taste impression is chicken, pure and simple as it should be. Freshness and quality clearly evident. Mayonnaise holds it together, the kale and onions lending subtle influences of their own. I think it is the best chicken salad I have ever had in a restaurant at any price. Quinoa salad provides strips of roasted chicken in a little side container, and add it as you go. The host greens are baby spinach, undergirded with a dose of quinoa, which is a very healthy grain. Interspersed are sliced strawberries, feta cheese, pickled red onions, and sunflower seeds, all dressed in a lemon white balsamic vinaigrette. Both the colors and flavors are bright and sprightly, perfect for this time of year, or any others. As enjoyable as these are, I suspect that most people order one variation or another of fried chicken. I would predict that anybody who tastes Bossy Beulah's fried chicken will become a repeat patron. I certainly put myself in that category. Bossy Bites, as the name indicates, are bite-sized pieces bathed in seasoned buttermilk, then floured and fried. Crispy wings are likewise dipped in buttermilk and hand-breaded, seasoned and fried. Tenders are amply sized and naturally shaped strips, not processed and formed, equally enjoyable and easy to eat. In each case, the chicken itself is moist and tender, clearly a quality fowl. These are served with a cup of really tasty remoulade sauce, although the menu doesn't call it that. Several sandwiches are based on one of these chicken preparations. The Butte combines all-natural chicken breast, Duke's mayonnaise, and pickles made in-house. The Cheesy Butte adds Swiss cheese. The Hot Thigh Sandwich treats chicken thighs with Butte's hot sauce, plus house-made pickles. Combinations add sides and a drink. I would not expect a restaurant in this price range to serve fresh-cut potatoes with skin on, not a frozen product. But Bossy Beulah's does just that, and from first bite, you know this is the real thing. In comparison to full-service establishments at much higher prices, Beulah's fries are better than all but a handful, which may match these in quality but do not exceed them. Iredell slaw is named in tribute to Beulah's home county. It is freshly made from shredded green and red cabbage, interspersed with slivered carrots, in a light mayonnaise-based dressing. Potato salad is constructed from fresh-cut Yukon Gold potatoes tossed with Duke's mayonnaise dressing, accented with mustard and chives. Again, in comparison to the high-end genre, Beulah's is better, a function of the inherent quality in the fresh potatoes as well as the flavor of the dressing. Desserts are from Copan's Bakery, another noble enterprise. The level of quality in the ingredients and the depth of flavors that emerge from the preparations are simply unheard of in this price range and this type of setting. There are a few lower-priced places that, to use a sports seasonal metaphor, are the equivalent of a talented farm team. But Bossy Beulah's is the show. In addition to these comments about the restaurant, I would also encourage readers to look into Jim Noble's other pursuits. He is an ordained minister who supports a mission to feed, house, train, and employ homeless persons. Go to cltdc.org/programs to learn more. Jim Noble is a truly special guy, and so are his restaurants. Bossy Beulah's Chicken Shack is located at 1500 West 1st Street in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Their phone is 336-606-6505, and the website, Bossy, BEULAHS.com. They are open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, and 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday. And now for a second bite of hot dogs this month from Indie Week, Lunch Money, Hot Dogs Among the Pineapples at Tropical Delights by Lena Geller. When the Durham concession stand Tropical Delights is up and running in its usual spot, the Flo Volkswagen parking lot off of 15501, it sometimes flies a willowy flag from an easement by the road, advertising hot dogs to cars streaming past. Other times it goes flagless. One such day, I pull up with the sense of being in on a secret. Without the flag, there's no indication that Tropical Delights serves food as well as sweet treats. The trailer's exterior, rendered in the oceanic neon wave of a boogie board, bears a menu of just lemonades, smoothies, and Dole Whips. Painted in blue text above the menu, the business's tagline, "The Original Pineapple Guys," is also decidedly beverage-coded, as its logo, a hollow pineapple goblet with two pineapple rings hooked on the rim like arms, slung over the edge of a hot tub. The guys, perhaps? From the curb, then, Tropical Delights is drinks all the way down. But I know otherwise. I used to live nearby, and one afternoon when the flag was out, I picked up a foot-long hot dog and took it back to eat by the pool at my old apartment. It became something of a summer ritual. The drinks operation and the hot dog operation do feel a little at odds with each other, yes, but there's also a sort of structural logic. A hollowed-out pineapple is an edible vessel for a smoothie, the same way a bun is for a dog. Is a hot dog a bread bowl? You'll see the dog menu on a sandwich board when you park and walk up. The options are a foot long for $8, two standard dogs for $7, or a thicker big dog for $9. All of them, all beef, and available with unlimited free toppings. There's also a lunch combo, two standard dogs, a large lemonade, and chips for $10. That's what I'm going for today. I asked the man behind the register, his name is Reggie, for a topping recommendation. Reggie points to the pre-built combinations on the menu, which run from a simple Boy Scout, ketchup and mustard, up to the fully loaded Carolina dog, house-made chili and slaw plus onion, ketchup, and mustard. He says the Carolina is his favorite. I like that he is steering me to the most bang for my buck. That one, please, I say. Reggie also encourages me to add flavor to my lemonade, so I go with strawberry. He hands it down a few seconds later in a giant cup, fresh pieces of strawberry and pineapple floating on top. My total comes to $13.22 with tax and tip. While I wait for my food, I ask Reggie about the Original Pineapple Guys tagline. He tells me he's been running this business since the 90s, and that he was one of the first vendors around to serve a smoothie inside of a hollowed-out pineapple. He actually didn't start serving hot dogs until the pandemic, he says. Excuse me. When he was regularly setting up in the Sam's Club parking lot, and customers kept asking him if he had any. I nod along, wondering what the connection is between the pandemic and people wanting hot dogs, but too sheepish to ask in case the answer is obvious. Later, I realized that Sam's Club shuttered its cafe for months during the pandemic, so shoppers who'd come to count on a $1.50 hot dog on the way out were left empty-handed. Tropical Delights answered the call and became their oasis. A minute later, Reggie passes the box down through the window. When I open it, the word that comes to mind is finesse. The contents are stacked into flat tiers like a Napoleon, with two generously topped dogs on the bottom, then a square of foil, then a napkin the same size, then a bag of Lay's sitting on top. I dig in and remember why hot dogs are so satisfying. The bite is prearranged for you. You're not chasing a piece of chicken and a green bean and a dab of sauce around a plate trying to get a little of everything onto your fork. Every component is already pressed into the same square inch. I get the salt of the dog, the coolness of the slaw, the hot sag of the chili, and zippy hits of onion all at once. Even compared to other foods built around the idea of delivering everything in one mouthful, like burgers or pizza, a hot dog has superior architecture for the job, with everything lined up in a trough, rather than bunched between two buns or strewn across a wide expanse of cheese. Sitting right up against each other, individual flavors also come through stronger, sharpened by contrast. In my Carolina dogs, alongside the salt and tang, I can pick out sweetness coming from both the chili and the slaw, which figures. At Tropical Delights, even the savory thing on the menu has a little sugar in it. Tropical Delights is located in the Flo Volkswagen parking lot at 3823 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham, North Carolina. They are open Fridays and Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. unless they are at a scheduled event. And you can find out about those on their website, TropicalDelightSmoothies.com. They are also on Facebook and Insta. And my last article today is going to be from Wilmington Magazine, A Coffee Lover's Guide to Wilmington. The Coffee Passport turns the local growing coffee scene into an intentional way to explore the city, support small businesses, and discover new favorite spots, by Karen Hall. For newcomers, getting to know Wilmington often starts the same way, one Saturday morning, one coffee shop, one neighborhood at a time. That instinct to explore through coffee is exactly what inspired Coffee Passport, a Wilmington-based program co-founded by husband and wife Will and Ellen Rysanek. Part local guide, part challenge, part keepsake, the Passport invites people to visit participating coffee shops across the city, collect stamps and discounts, and turn a simple caffeine habit into something a little more adventurous. The idea took shape soon after they moved here from Chicago. After a brutal winter, they were ready for a change and landed in Wilmington on something of a leap of faith. Will chose North Carolina, and Ellen chose the city. Her requirement was simple: somewhere by the beach. Once they arrived, they did what many people do in a new place: searched for coffee nearby. Living downtown, they quickly realized they had plenty of options within walking distance. Instead of settling on one regular spot, they decided to try them all. It was a low-pressure way to learn the city, wander different blocks and neighborhoods, and slowly figure out which places felt like home. Somewhere along the way, that personal ritual became a business idea. "We both love coffee," Will said. We said, "Why don't we just try out all the different coffee shops so we can get a coffee and walk around and figure out which ones are our favorites?" That list soon became the foundation for Coffee Passport, a booklet designed to encourage others to do the same. The concept is straightforward, but that's part of its appeal. Rather than asking people to choose a single best coffee shop, the Passport encourages exploration. It gives locals and visitors alike a reason to branch out, visit new corners of town, and discover places they may not have tried otherwise. In a city where coffee culture continues to grow, That kind of invitation feels especially well-timed. For Will, one of the most surprising parts of launching the program has been the spirit of Wilmington's coffee scene itself. He describes it as unusually friendly and connected, with shop owners often recommending one another and sharing enthusiasm for the broader local coffee community. Its goal is not to drive customers to one favorite cafe every day, but to encourage them to try 30-plus different shops and maybe find a few favorites along the way. According to Will, that collaborative mindset has helped the idea resonate. "The Wilmington coffee scene is super connected and friendly," he said. "I think all of the shops are constantly telling me about other places they love to drink at or have worked with or partnered with. And the shops themselves offer a wide enough range to make the experience feel genuinely varied. Some focus on specialty coffee, others on atmosphere, mission, or inventive drinks." Will pointed to Maven for its high-level specialty coffee program, Hidden Grounds for its memorable space, and 24 South Coffee House for its mission-driven model. He also highlighted many other spots like Cafe Mata for matcha and plant-based offerings, Broomtail Coffee for its brewery coffee crossover, and newer shops like Calico Coffee Bar, which rotates creative flavors and seasonal drinks. Though stamp collectors qualify for swag after a year, the real reward is having a reason to go somewhere new, support local businesses, and make small discoveries around town. Feedback has been overwhelmingly positive, especially from people who enjoy turning everyday routines into something intentional. There's also a built-in memento aspect. When participants complete the passport and redeem their prize, the booklet is returned to them to keep their notes on favorite drinks and revisit the shops that they loved most. In a place that can sometimes feel both small and sprawling, Coffee Passport offers an easy way to keep exploring. No big itinerary, no pressure, no need to declare a single winner in a city full of worthy contenders. Just a cup in hand and somewhere new to try next. Visit WilmingtonCoffeePassport.com for more info about this exciting program. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.